Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you to hopefully cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's the main goal, is to just live a happy life and share the happiness and the positivity. That's what we're trying to do here. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, hey, share it anyway, right? If you would, please let me know how you found the show. You can text me at 304-506-3332. Let me know how you found it. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, I want to know how you found the show. What did you search for that got you to this podcast, right? Let me know. Let's see, what do I want to talk about today? Well, I do want to mention a couple things. I'm not going to go into big detail because this is a mobile podcast today. But I have been taking a supplement called Magic Mind. It is a very helpful supplement to help you think about things a little clearer and get you through your day and focus more, and it reduces anxiety, let you sleep better. It's a little shot you take in the morning, and I tell you what, it's been working. It has been working. You can go to magicmind.co. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. There should be a link in the description. And you use code STAYPOSITIVE20. And you're getting a discount in the checkout. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. All right, enough of that. I want to talk a few minutes today about recalibrating. Recalibrating yourself. There's times in our life when things don't go as planned. You're having a bad week, a bad month, maybe even a bad year. Who knows? And you just can't get out of a rut. And you got to try to figure out, how can I recalibrate? A lot of times we don't even think about recalibrating. Like when you have a computer that goes bad, they usually say, well, reboot it, right? Well, you can't really shut yourself off and reboot, but you have to figure out what it is that is keeping you in that rut. So how do you do that? Well, one way is to keep a journal, which this is not a plug for my journal that will be coming out soon. It'll be out before Christmas, along with the new book. But a way to keep a journal, you keep a journal, you write down the good and the bad, the ugly, all the stuff that's going on in your life. So when you're at your highest and you're rolling along and things are going well, your relationship is good, your job is good, your health is good, you write down all the things that are going on in your life. And then something takes a turn and you start having bad days. You're drinking too much, you're overweight, your relationship broke up, you lost your job, whatever it is. The way to recalibrate is to go back and reflect on when it was good and what you were doing differently. Because our lives are just our creation. We create our lives, right? I say that all the time, that our life is a product of our thoughts. What we think about, we bring about. So if we're thinking certain things, we might be creating that life for us. And I honestly believe that we create our existence, we create our reality. So when you go back and you reflect, oftentimes we don't recalibrate enough. We don't think about the good stuff. We don't, we're always trying to dissect why things went wrong. Why did this go bad? Why did my relationship happen to break up? Why did I lose that job? And we think about all the negative stuff, and we never really dissect or think about the good stuff. Why is my life going good? Why is my job great? Why do I have a great relationship? Why am I so fit? And we don't analyze that. We just take that for granted. We don't put that into the forefront of our mind as to why these things are happening in our life. And understanding that we are creating every situation is a big help. But sometimes it's not enough. You have to go back, and writing stuff down and keeping a journal is a great way to do that. And you go back and you say, oh yeah, I was doing this when I was so happy. I felt this way. These were my thoughts. This is what I was writing down every day. And now I have a total different perspective on life. So how do I fix that? You fix that by going back and retracing your steps when you were happy, when you were positive, when you were in a good relationship, when you were feeling joy. You retrace those steps in your mind and through your journal. And you understand that you were creating that scenario and that part of your life and that scene and movie and chapter of your life. And you are also creating this chapter of your life. So in order to get back to a happy place, you might have to change your writers and get a new perspective. And that's not that hard. You just have to really focus and you have to really want to do it and pay attention to your feelings. A lot of times we don't pay attention to what our body is telling us, and our body is way smarter than any doctor or anybody else or anything. But you pay attention to what your body is telling you, and you hear what your body is telling you in your mind, then you can fix it. So, all right, that's all I got. This is just a quick one today to keep on track and to hopefully help you stay happy and find your positive part of your life and really hone in on that positivity. That's the show. That's all I got today. My name is Nat. Please let me know what your thoughts are on the show on the text line, 304-506-3332. Check out the website, bepositivepodcast.com. There's merchandise on there. There's some other stuff on there. Go check it out. And that's all I got to say. So have a fantastic day. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.